It's time for Rhema for Today.
We need to think of ourselves as spirit beings possessing souls and living in bodies. If you'll think like that, it'll help your faith and it'll help you to become more conscious of spiritual things. Then we need to recognize the difference between a spirit and soul. Because so much of the time in all of our Christian endeavor and work, most all of us have made that mistake. I did myself. Of just speaking of them as being the same, sort of interchanging them. Seeming to think that they're the same. I've asked Bible teachers, leading Bible teachers, and outstanding evangelists and ministers across the nation. And many of them, when I asked them, looked at me in surprise and said, well, I always thought they were the same. That's what they said to me. I said, I thought that too one day. But they couldn't be the same. If they can be divided, they couldn't be the same.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God series, Volume 1, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
We'll invite you to open your Bibles, please, to the 8th chapter of Romans and to the 20th chapter of Proverbs. These verses will be our text for this particular series of lessons. Now then, if you have your Bibles open to Romans, the 8th chapter, here are two verses. We'll read these verses every time for a while because they have to do with what we're talking about. Verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The 16th verse said, the Spirit itself, or as the margin says, himself, beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Proverbs 20:27 says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Now one translation reads, the spirit of man is the lamp. Instead of saying the candle of the Lord, it says the lamp of the Lord. What he's really saying is that God will enlighten us and will guide us through our spirits. Because you see, after all, God is a spirit. Now, before we get into the discussion of how to be led by the Spirit, because that is our lessons for this week, that is the beginning at least, before we can understand how God leads us and guides us through our spirits, let's realize this, that man is spirit, soul, and body. A better way to say it, that man is really a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. If we're more physical conscious, then we just lose out on spiritual things. And that's the reason people never get any guidance. Because they're looking for it to come through the physical. If we're more conscious of the mental, then you can understand why people would fail to receive guidance. For they're looking for it in the mental. And it is not in the mental realm. It's in the spirit. One of the men who's on our board of directors, he testified in our meeting in California that just a matter of a few years ago, he went into business with $50. That's all he had to his name, was $50. But by listening, he was not married. He didn't marry till he was about 30 years of age, or right close to it. Maybe a little beyond that. And by listening to these tapes over and over again, particularly my tape on how to train the human spirit, And we might ought to teach a little bit along that line, because if you're going to listen to your spirit, you need to know how to train your spirit. It needs to be properly trained for it to be a safe guide. And by listening to that, how to train the human spirit, and one or two of the tapes on faith, three of them particularly, he said, now over a period of time of 7 years, by listening to his spirit, see, the spirit will guide a businessman. He'd turn that $50 into $30 million. It came about by him listening to his spirit. Praise God. Well, he said here, the spirit of man's a candle of the Lord, didn't he? He discovered that. He found that out, that God guides us through our spirit. So we have to understand the nature of man to be able to understand how God guides us and how God deals with us. Man is, as I said, a spirit being. He has a soul. He lives in a body. God speaks to our spirit. God deals with our spirit. Our spirit in the Bible is called by Paul the inward man. He's called by Peter in 1 Peter 3:4 the hidden man of the heart. And when our spirit, which is the inward man, which is the real man, is born again, that inward man, as 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, becomes a new man or a new creature. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, God intended that we as Christians, and that's what happened to this man that I spoke of here, that we should let that inward man dominate us and not the flesh, and not even our natural minds. We need to think of ourselves as spirit beings, possessing souls and living in bodies. If you'll think like that, it'll help your faith, and it'll help you to become more conscious of spiritual things. Then we need to recognize the difference between a spirit and soul. Because so much of the time in all of our Christian endeavor and work, most all of us have made that mistake. I did myself. Of just speaking of them as being the same, sort of interchanging them, seeming to think that they're the same. I've asked Bible teachers, leading Bible teachers, and outstanding evangelists and ministers across the nation, and many of them, when I asked them, looked at me in surprise and said, well, I always thought they were the same. That's what they said to me. I said, I thought that too one day. But they couldn't be the same. If they can be divided, they couldn't be the same. Paul, you know, in 1 Thessalonians 5:20, three frightened of the church at Thessalonica, said, I pray God, your whole spirit, see, he starts right with the heart of man, the very center of his being comes to the outside. Your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless under the coming of the Son of Man. Well, if we're going to say the spirit and the soul are the same, it'd be just as scriptural to say the body and the soul are the same. But no, they're not. Now, how can you divide them? That's a difficult thing. The only way in the world that you can divide them is with the Word of God. You'll never do it with natural human thinking. You see, Hebrews 4:12 said, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Now, we've not been able to divide them as we ought, because we're more soul conscious than we are spirit conscious. You see, our understanding is a part of our soul. With our bodies, we contact the physical realm. With our spirit, we contact the spiritual realm. With our souls, we contact the intellectual realm. That's the best way and the simplest way to say it. And after all, those are the only three worlds that you live in, or the three realms that you contact. If you ever contact any other realm, you let me know. Amen. Of course, you are not. And after all, that's the only thing after studying, I suppose, on this subject for 15 years, never really coming to a conclusion that satisfied my heart, my spirit. Then one day I just wrote it down like that. I wrote down what I knew. I said, well, I know this, with the physical body or with the physical, I contact the physical realm. With the spirit, I contact the spiritual realm. Well, that only left one other realm I contacted. That was the intellectual realm, and that only left one other part of me to contact that realm. With the soul, I contact the intellectual realm. Now, it ought to be easy, as I said, and I want to repeat it. These are so important. It should be easy for spirit-filled people, especially, to locate their spirit. Because in 1 Corinthians 14:14, Paul said, "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding's unfruitful." My mind, my human thinking, my understanding didn't know what it said. In other words, that's not my soul praying. That's my spirit. That's what Paul said. My spirit prayeth. My spirit prayeth. That wasn't my soul praying. Wasn't my intellect or my mind or my understanding praying. It's my spirit that prayeth. Well, you can see then, then he said here in Proverbs, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the body, or the belly.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Jesus is Coming Again. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled The Table That Speaks. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book, Hey God, Why Is It Taking So Long? All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
March the 22nd through the 24th, that's a Sunday through Tuesday, we a Living Faith Conference in Savannah, Georgia at the Seed Church, Pastors Lisa and Kimpy Womble. Yes.
And then we're going to jump over March 25 through 27, that's a Wednesday through a Friday, over to Valdosta, Georgia.
The Collective Church.
The Collective Church. Pastors Mark and Ashley Brady. And you can find all the information about our LFCs, our really Living Faith conferences, if you just go to rhema.org/LFC.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God series, Volume 1. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.